Again, once you've developed your categories, we can make pictures just like we've done before. The only difference when you draw pictures of group frequency distributions and simple frequency distributions is what you put on your x-axis. You basically do the same thing to develop the tables. You just count the number of people that fall into each of those categories once you define what the categories are going to be. And when you draw the pictures, either the frequency polygon on the left here or the histogram on the right, what's plotted on the x-axis is the midpoint of your category. So you'll see we have, in this case, on the x-axis, a 2, 7, 12, 17, bumping up by 5. It sort of tells you that what the width of the category is. And what's being plotted here is the midpoint. So the first category is 0 to 4. The second category is 5 to 9. The third category is 10 to 14. And that's where these midpoints come from, 2, 7, and 12. Again, the frequency polygon connects down to 0 in the low end and the upper end, where we don't worry about that when we draw the histogram. But the shape of these distributions, as you can see, is pretty much the same.